Brad Johnson, speaking of old greats, he's been good enough to join us as well. Welcome to you, Jono. Great to have you back on the show.
G'day, Dwayne. How good is Margaret, seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. She's a ripper. Hey, it's Sam McClure. Just reporting that Max King has agreed to a 4-year contract extension, keeping him at the Saints until the end of 2026. He was already contracted until the end of 2022. So that's great news. A few of these contracts being locked up for long term at the moment, Jono, which is good news for the clubs and the players involved.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, especially with someone of Max King's quality, Dwayne. Yeah, we watch him weekly. You know, he's obviously a young man in the game. He's still got plenty to work on. The upside's enormous for what he can do in the future. And the next 4 years in particular will be massive for him as a player with the Saints. And he can build a team around Max King in that period of time. So look out. That's a big signing, and that would really excite all the St Kilda fans out there.
Do you expect Bont to be not far away with his extension?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of the unknown. It's very quiet, isn't it? But from all reports and what I've been reading over the last couple of days is that the Bont will sign with the club, which is really exciting as well. And look, you know, reports are it won't be as big as Christian Petrarca's deal, but you'd hope it'll be a significant deal for Marcus Fontempelli, you think, and a couple other stars in the competition that will lock themselves away, I think, over the next couple of weeks before we maybe get to the bye rounds.
What's too long a contract for a guy not just like Marcus Fontempelli, but other big stars in the comp?
I just think the game changes too quickly these days, Dwayne. So going past 5 years, I think in some ways, you know, if you can get a 7-year deal, you definitely will look at it. So I'm not saying that at all. But going past, for me, 5 years is probably the max in terms of the length, because you look in the past at where the game has been and where it goes to, and where it's going to be in 5 years' time could be, you know, bigger and better again to what we're seeing at the moment with everything that's happened over the last 12 months with COVID and stuff. So I don't know. For me, it's about 4 to 5 years would be the perfect length, I think, for some of these stars.
Give me your Brad Johnson premiership rankings as they stand right now. Melbourne, top of the ladder, your Dogs. You probably got them ranked above everybody else, Geelong, Brisbane Lions. Where have you got them ranked at the moment, the top few?
Yeah, look, I said at the start that Port Adelaide will win the flag, Dwayne. So, I, you know what I'm like? I don't like to jump off at all when I make the prediction. So I'm going to stick with Port Adelaide, with the challenges around them being Melbourne, of course, the Western Bulldogs. I think Melbourne, Western Bulldogs, 1 and 2 at the moment. Port Adelaide is in the mix. Brisbane Lions are building strongly as well. But look, that's what I know. The 8 might be sort of starting to set itself in a way. There might be one out, one in come, the remaining part of the season. But the actual to pick the premiership favourite at the moment is really difficult to do, and that's what's going to make for one of the probably best final series of all time. The top four chance, the double chance, is going to be so important this year based on what is underneath, because 5 to 8 are going to be significant chances to win the flag. If Geelong finished 7th, you can't tell me that they're not a chance to win the grand final in 2021. So that's how good this final series is going to be. I know we've got a long way to go still, and it's got a lot to play out, but once we get there, it's going to be just magnificent to be a part of.
And talking of Dogs contract extensions, how many do you think Tom Liberatore will get? I think Sam Edmund was reporting he might only get a 1-year extension. He's been in good form.
I think Tom deserves a little bit more than a 1-year extension based on that. I'm not sure how, to be honest though, Dwayne, what his years he's got left with his contract, with his current contract. If it is one and he gets an extension of one, I think you'd be looking at an extension of minimum of 2 for Tom, if that is the case, and you think his management would be pushing for that. He's in super form at the moment. He's playing, extremely well. He complements and somewhat gets under the radar with McRae and Bontempelli doing what they're doing in the midfield, and Libba, the quality that he is around the stoppages and release from stoppages, that he's just setting them up. So he's well and truly an important part of where the club needs to be this year and where it needs to be over the next 2 or 3 years with the window they've created for themselves.
Great to have Bulldog and Fox Footy superstar, co-host of Saturday Stretch as well on Fox Footy. You can catch every Saturday night, Brad Johnson with us. Jono, always talk about coaches. Will he stay? Won't he stay? Do you think there's a sneaky chance that come the end of the season, there'll be no coach changes at all?
Well, there could be, Dwayne, and that actually doesn't surprise me, or I think it's in some ways a good thing, because you look at the past and the way that clubs have kept their coach but then changed some personnel around the coach to, one, make him better, give the players a different look at things and go from that point. So I think that's really really something to keep an eye on. Look, Ross Lyon's the obvious one, and I think Ross would be an amazing coach anywhere. And I don't know Ross at all. I'm just talking from, you know, watching him and listening to him and all those sort of things as to where it might sit. I think he would be the main one that a club may target at some stage in the next 6 to 12 months. But outside of that, I can't really see the reason to change any. You might just change personnel around.
Yeah, so you think that'll be the case at Collingwood, obviously with Bucks and even Teague, they'll put more around him. What does Stuart Dew need?
I think so. Yeah, I think, well, it's the combination of all those things. I think they will. And, you know, Justin Lepich, who's got a fantastic footy brain, is being touted again. And you can understand why, Dwayne, because of, you know, the experience that he's got in the game, especially in the coaching aspects of things. So I think those type of people around these coaches will only assist, only make your club better. And Damien Hardwick's the prime example of that and the changes that he made and then the way that they then structured the team on the back of those changes. The people that he got in, I think, is a significant role. It would have been easier just to get rid of Damien Hardwick, and who knows what would have happened to Richmond, but they stuck with him and it changed the personnel. And I think that's the right process to go down, because these guys can seriously coach, and sometimes they just need someone to assist in the way they think about the game and the way they coach some players to get the best out of them.
Carlton finished 11th last year, Jono. They're 13th at the moment. They've played a lot of the better teams in the competition, it must be said. So they're still to play Hawthorn, Adelaide, Fremantle, North Melbourne. What's the par score for Carlton, do you think, to say, okay, we've had an okay year, or, you know, below par score for a good year or an underachieving year?
Oh, look, I think for the Blues, Dwayne, it was the bottom part of the eight is where I thought they might have landed this year. And you're right, they have had some tougher games, and maybe they can get on a roll and win three or four in a row and try and set the back half of the season up for themselves. And that's the main challenge now, but it's difficult. The teams above them are in good form at the moment. And so I think it would, if they don't play finals, then I think that's an area of not passing this year for the Carlton Footy Club, on where we all saw them growing as a side throughout last year and what we witnessed. And that's why the assessment goes to the next level again this year for where they should be at.
Where do the Gold Coast need to finish for you to give them a pass? They finished 14th last year. They're 14th now.
Oh, look, Gold Coast are always going to be around that mark, unfortunately, Dwayne. They're not in the space yet. They haven't got the players to push themselves up into finals footy. So they're going to sit in this spot here, I think, for the next couple of years, unless you've got Ben King who can jump up and maybe kick 70 to 84 in 1 year and give them a red-hot hope to play finals. Once again, it's built around himself, Lukosius. You've got Rankin there, you've got Anderson and Raoul, who's been injured for a couple of years in a row. So until you can get the top five young guns out there consistently for the Gold Coast Suns, that's years away.
I think you called EJ Witten flick pass on the weekend. We're seeing a few of those, aren't we, where the fist doesn't have to propel the ball, you just have to flick it with your knuckles and it's okay. Do you like it like that or not?
No, I don't, Dwayne. I think there's obviously the way that it is flicked. It does happen at speed. It would be difficult, certainly at times, to capture all of those instances that we can see from the angles that we have consistently when we're covering the games. But look, there's aspects of it that need to be tightened up. And I know that is certainly one for me. And the holding the ball decisions is the other one. I know it's all the talk at the moment and all the rage around that. And hopefully that settles down over the next couple of weeks and they can start making the right calls and just straighten the game up a little bit with those sort of things. I think it'll help with the ball movement and all those things that we are always talking about. But ultimately, probably holding your ball is number one. And they are capturing more than we have seen in recent weeks, I think, in terms of teams just flicking it out rather than getting that pure handball.
And before I let you go, Saturday stretch, it's... I hear it had its highest rating of all time on the weekend. Is that correct? You got something flying there?
It's ticking along really well. Cass does a great job, and Tommy Morris, and Geordie Lewis is an absolute superstar. So, yeah, I'm lucky to sit on the couch with those guys, Dwayne. And look, it's a great way to relax at the end of a big Saturday, because the Saturdays have been pretty good the last few weeks. So we get to sit back and watch the games and then, you know, analyse them in some ways in a really relaxed forum, and then, you know, have a bit of fun with what we do as well with some of the players of the day and the major highlights from Saturday footy. So it's good that people are enjoying it, because we certainly love bringing it to everyone on a Saturday night, that's for sure.
So for those people who don't know, because I've seen you, it's you, Kath, Geordie, Tom Morris, and whoever else lingers from the games that we've broadcast during the day, all sitting in that Fox lounge room there watching virtually two games at the one time. It's like a giant lounge room in there.
It's good fun, Dwayne. I see that even you get caught up every now and then for half an hour or so when you finish work to just sit down and relax with us all. So it's great fun, and it's a good crew to watch the footy with, and especially when you're watching one of a Hawthorn with Jason Dunstall or a Port Adelaide with yourself, Dwayne. It's quite entertaining when we start to roll a little bit. So it certainly builds our intel for the nightly show.
Yeah, I'm glad there's no cameras in that lounge room where we watch it. Jono, great to have you on. I really appreciate you picking up the phone, having a chat to me, and I'll catch you Saturday and Saturday night this week.
No worries, Dwayne. Have a great week.
Brett Johnson from Fox Footy. And you can catch it Saturday straight, Saturday nights on Fox Footy 504. Dwayne's bought for Master Builders Victoria. Get free industrial relations support. Go to mbav.com.au. And for Kogan Mobile, just $4.90 for 30 days. Some basketball after the break. Josh Giddey from the 36ers to join us next.